had a pretty good day down there in Dighton, where the Red Devils would go 2-1. They took down Dighton 2-1, losing the first set 26-24, but would come back to win sets 2 and 3, 25-21, 25-22. Then they would beat Quinter 2-0, 25-16, 25-19. And then they would take on Rawlins County, who they're about ready to face here in a second. They took on them and would end up losing to Rawlins County 2-0. But talking with head coach Lindsey Fortin, thought the girls might have just been a little tired there. Game number three of the day. That's understandable, as the Red Devils will lose that one 25-21, 25-14. But head coach Lindsey Fortin was really happy with the way her girls played, especially when they would get down a little bit. The Red Devils got down 10-1 early against Dighton there, came back to win that one in 3 sets, and then we're down to the second set to Quinter with a 1-0 lead, and were able to make their way back and finish it off. So the Red Devils will try to use some of that power today against the tough, mighty Rawlins County Buffaloes, a team that really had Oberlin's numbered last year, as the Buffaloes went 3-1 against the Red Devils, losing the first match that they played against each other there in Dighton last year. Excuse me, it was in Quinter last year, but same teams kind of in that triangular anyway with Quinter, Oberlin, and Dighton. But they would lose that one to the Red Devils, and then after that, the Buffaloes would rattle off 3 straight wins, 2 of which came in 3 sets, one at the Oberlin tournament and the other at when Rawlins County, Oberlin, and Hitchcock County all get together, and they play, and Goodland play a quad that came on Tuesday, October 3rd of last year. So tough year for the Red Devils against the rival Buffaloes, but the Buffaloes are coming off of a pretty good season themselves. They went 20-20, made the state tournament last year, lost out in the pool play round, but did upset number 1 South Gray there in the first round, 2-1, but then would come back to lose to Centralia and Wichita Central Christian 2-0. So they finished with an even record of 20-20. So far on the season, they are 2-3. They went to that Dighton quad to open up the season this year, went 2-1 there, taking down Quinter 2-0 and Oberlin 2-0, but would lose to Dighton 2-0. And then they went up and played a couple of Nebraska teams in the Maywood Hayes Center Triangular, losing to Southwest, who's probably Nebraska State Tournament bound again this year, 2-0. And they would lose to Maywood Hayes Center, who could be state tournament bound as well, 2-0. So a tough couple of Nebraska teams that they faced there, and they could not come out on top. So it's the Red Devils who are 2-3, Rawlins County who is 2-3. Like I mentioned, a lot of bad blood between these two, and not that the fact that, you know, they're going after each other or anything like that, but just a lot of close matches last season, a close one earlier in the year. Coach Lindsey Fortin thought the Red Devils probably should have won, but just came up a little bit short, and that was kind of their third match of the day. It was only Rawlins County's second match of the day, so Rawlins County might have caught Oberlin at a good spot. So Lindsey Fortin, I think she and the girls want this one bad to start it out. We'll see if they're able to get it here against the Rawlins County Buffaloes, and it is going to be a tough night all the way around. Rawlins County, they don't return everybody from last year's state tournament team, but do return quite a few that in the stat book are looking pretty good, and one of those girls is Katie Shively, 30 kills so far on the season with 37 digs, and you can never forget about Tatum Dewey, 27 kills so far on the season, 23 digs. She's also been a pretty good setter for him with 38 assists. But for the Red Devils so far this season, being led by Briley Minnick with 36 kills and 33 digs, but Elsie Larson has had herself quite a season so far, getting 21 kills. She's also kind of been the setter in some rotations as well, with 21 assists and 30 digs to go along with it. The Red Devil defense has certainly picked up from last season. That's something that head coach Lindsey Fortin has liked. She said a lot of this year's offense has been strung out from the Rawlins count, from their own defense, and that's what you like to see anyway for the Red Devils. All right, we're about set and ready to go as each team has kind of made their way there into the center court. They've slapped hands, and or a fancy way of saying high fives, but yes, they have given each other a couple of high fives. They're set and ready to go for action here today between the Oberlin Red Devils and the Rawlins County Buffaloes. There will be JV matches going on the other court here at the Colby Event Center. Beautiful event center put on here at Colby. Hosted the 1A Division II state championships in basketball last year. And I'm sure they'd love nothing more to add maybe some volleyball to the mix as well. Oberlin will run out Jenna Fortin along with McCaden Ketrell, Michaela Wasson, Riley Minnick, Shelby Weigel, and the Red Devils won the toss. So back to serve first is LC Larson, and she puts it up into the back middle corner. And now a bump set to the outside, just pushing it back over will be Shively into the back row for Ketrell. Larson sets up Weigel outside, rolls it up over the top. Great dig in the back corner there by Kennedy Tim, but it'll go off her hands and out of bounds. And Shelby Weigel has kill number one of the day for the Red Devils, and they take a 1-0 lead. So the Red Devils on top, 1-0 here in set number one. Larson back to serve again. And did it go down? Yes, it did. How about ace number one of the day for Elsie Larson? Ace number five of the season. The Red Devils have a quick 2-0 lead. And that's what you really like to see from the Red Devils here today. 2-0 lead for the Red Devils. As they go back and forth to start it out here, down the middle, big swing for Shively, goes off the blocks. Fortin was there, tough hit from Ketrell, just pashed back over from Bradley Menick to the outside, big swing, Tayton Dewey, Ketrell to the knees with the dig, now trying to set it up is Fortin, and she has a little bit of trouble with it in the back row, and so it'll go down as an attack here for the Red Devils, number one for them, and Rawlins County is on the board, 2-1. 2-1 Red Devils here in set number one. Tayton Dewey back to serve for the first time here for the Buffaloes. And she goes right at McCaden Ketrell, who ran up to it, goes off the side of her forearm and out of bounds. So that'll be an ace for Tayton Dewey, who leads the team in aces with six. She now has seven. And we are knotted up at two apiece. So 2-2 here in set number one. Dewey back to serve again, lobs it up to the back right corner for Rodriguez. Pushed ahead by Weigel, sent over on a free ball from Bradley Minnick out of the back left corner. Dewey with a back set to the outside, pushing it over is Castens. Gives it up to Larson in the back row. Wasson sets up Weigel, who will roll it over into the back row for the Buffaloes. Down the middle for Shively, two-hand swats it over. They'll give it outside to Larson. She goes back towards the middle. Bradley Minnick kind of out of spot there, was able to get it back over. Michaela Wasson will take care of the free pass. Ball still up in the air, finally goes down, and Michaela Wasson will get her first kill of the night and make it 3-2 Red Devils. So the Red Devils coming back with a vengeance there after a 2-0 mini run for the Buffaloes. Back to serve again here for the Red Devils is Jenna Fortin. She lobs it up out of the back row. Dewey with the set down the middle, big swing, Katie Shively off the blocks and down, and Katie Shively gets her first kill of the night to tie us up at 3 apiece. So the Red Devils and Buffaloes, who just met last week on Tuesday, where the Buffaloes would get the best of the Devils, 25-21, 25-14, and we're knotted up early here. Briley Minnick with a big swing on the right pin, and she puts it into the net for attack air number two from the Red Devils, and it gives Rawlins County their first lead of the day, 4-3. Back to serve here will be the libero, Paige Lankus. She puts it up in the back right corner for Minnick. Weigel with a bump set over to McCaden Ketrell. Rolls it up over the top of everybody. Tim with a great dig. Now Tayton Dewey trying to sneak it over with a set. Back out to Ketrell again. Left pin. Try to go with a left hand swat this time. And puts it into the net for attack air three for the Red Devils. And make it a 2-point lead for the Buffaloes at 5-3 in set number one. So back to serve again here is Paige Lankus, and she puts it up into the back row off of Riley Minnick's wrist. Out of bounds, ace number two on the day, first for Paige Lankus, and it's 6-3. 6-3, set one here from the Colby Event Center in Colby, Kansas. Oberlin and Rawlins County into the back row for Jenna Fortin. Great dig. Larson with a bump set. Left pin here for Ketrell, and she swats it way too wide. Was kind of tight to the net. Had to go at it right at the last second and was able to get it over, but that'll go out of bounds and make it 7-3. So the Red Devils with some errors here on a 4-0 run, and that one will go out of bounds. And it'll come to an end. First service error of the day between either team. Make it 7-4, a 3-point lead for the Buffaloes. So 3-point lead for the Buffaloes here. Briley Minnick back to serve. Hard serve to Tim in the back left corner. Kept alive by Lankus. Free ball sent over from the Buffaloes. Minnick digs it out. They go to the back row to her behind the 10-foot line and just wasn't able enough to get it over the top there. And so it'll go into the net and give the point to the Buffaloes. 8-4 here in the first set. Back to serve for the Buffaloes is Katie Shively. Shively lobs it up, hard serve, right at Fortin, off her wrist. Ketchrell comes in to save it, and now Briley Minnick will pop it over into the back left corner there. Kept alive by Shively. Big hit down the middle, but into the net for Kennedy Tim. And the Red Devils will get a much-needed point back and get the serve on their side to make it 8-5. And the stud freshman Jory Fortin will be making her way in. Jory's had a positive influence coming off the bench, especially as an underclassman this season. Fortin pops it up over to the back row for Shively to the outside. A big swing coming here for Juneman. Kept alive by Minnick. The bump set from Fortin. Outside, big swing. Larson over the top of the blocks. Great dig by Larson again, out of the back row here for Minnick. Now they'll go back row kill try, but she just sends it long. And a point for the Buffaloes. So the Red Devils with six attack errors already. And to make it 9-5 here in set number one. It's a tough way to start for the Red Devils. 9-5, set number one. Lobs it up into the back row. Great dig, Briley Minnick. Big swing outside here. Rolling it over the top is McCaden. Ketchrell of the blocks. Tried to go kind of into that front left corner, but just missed it. Lindsay Fortin wants a timeout as the Buffaloes have opened up a 10-5 lead. We'll take a break here with her. Timeout of the floor. 10-5, Buffaloes in front. It's Red Devil Volleyball on 101.1 KFNF. Welcome back here from Colby, coming out of the Oberlin Red Devil timeout in set number one with a Buffalo 10-5 lead. The Red Devils just having a tough time getting something going. Seven attack errors for Lindsay's Fortin squad here in the first set. Out of the back row for Larson, bumped up there Fortin. They'll go back outside to her, rolling it over from the 10-foot line is Larson. Dewey sets it up down the middle, big swing. Juneman, no, she'll just go with the two-hand free ball swat over. Now Rodriguez down the middle, off the top of the blocks from Juneman. Kept alive in the back row by Shively. Dewey with a two-hand swat over the back row for Fortin. Now Jory Fortin tries to sneaky set it over, and just tapping it over with one hand will be Camden Franklin for the kill, and it gives the Buffaloes a 6-point lead at 11-5. So the Red Devils, for the first time there, trying to go down the middle and almost got it with Maria Rodriguez, but Shively with a great dig. There's a great dig by Fortin, but it just came off of her hands a little too hard for Jory Fortin, who tried to tap it over, but it goes out of bounds. It'll go down as an ace here for Camden Franklin, her first, and it's 12-5 into the back row, 13-5, out of the back row. Big swing, Rodriguez, she's blocked up front by Juneman, somehow kept alive by Jory Fortin. Big swing, Tayton Dewey from the left pin, and it'll go long. And I was right, it is now 12-6, do apologize about that. 12-6 on the scoreboard. Here in set number one, McCaden Ketchrell back to serve. She puts it up over the top, and it hit the tape and fell down. Hey, they'll take an ace any way they can do it. McCaden Ketchrell with her fourth ace of the season, and it makes it a 5-point ball game at 12-7. Ketchrell back to serve again, puts it up in the back left corner for Shively. Back set this time, just two-hand swatting it over will be Michek. Big swing to the outside here for Elsie Larson off the box, but it'll go out of bounds, and it's another kill, this one for Elsie Larson, who does it on both ends of the rotation there as the setter, and now as the attacker, and gets the job done to make it 12-8. Into the back row, great dig right there by Lane. Down the middle, big swing. Juneman, who just takes care of it. Thought she might have kind of threw the ball down too much, but instead they say everything's okay there. She puts it down for a kill to make it 13-8. First one for Pacey Juneman, the 5'9 freshman middle for the Buffaloes, with a big kill right there, and she makes it 13-8. So Red Devils down by 5. Back to serve it up. Here is Michek. Puts it up out of the back row for Ketchrell. Fortin with a set to the outside of Rodriguez. Too close to the net. Tayton Dewey will take care of it after Rodriguez put it over. So Tayton Dewey with her first block of the night. Santa makes it 14-8. 6-point lead for the Buffaloes. And back to serve again is Samantha Michek. She puts it up out of the back row. Great dig right there by McCaden Ketchrell. Fortin sets it up outside. side. Big swing. Bradley Medic from the back row off the top of the blocks. Kept alive by the Buffaloes. Free ball. Two-hand swat over here from Michek to the outside. And they were wanting to get it to Wasson. Set was just a little too soft. And putting it over Rodriguez. Now big swing. Tayton Dewey to the back row. And she puts it down. Tayton Dewey with her first kill of the night, but she's really been heavily involved all the way around for the Buffaloes, so it makes it 15-8. So back out to a 7-point lead here for the Buffaloes in set number one. Michek back to serve, gives it up into the back row for Minnick to the outside. Maria Rodriguez with a two-hand swat, free ball over to the outside. Tayton Dewey again from the left. Pin! Uses the angles, goes up front in the left corner, puts it down for a kill, her second, and the Buffaloes take a 16-8 lead here over the Red Devils. Michek again back to serve. Puts it up into the back row. Great dig for Ketchel. The outside Rodriguez from the right pin rolls it up over the top of the blocks. Now a bump set up into the middle. Putting it over on the free ball. Juneman into the back row. Minnick. They'll go to the outside. Left pin this time. Elsie Larson with a big swing try. Kept alive by Shively down the middle. Juneman again. She just rolls it up over the top. Rodriguez with a bump set into the middle. Jory Fortin comes in to save everybody. Back to the outside. Down the middle this time for Juneman again. This time it'll roll off the table. Fall on the side of the Buffaloes, go down as attack air, and the Red Devils will get a much-needed point and a much-needed break from Samantha Michek's serves. And now it'll be Maria Rodriguez back there to serve here for the Red Devils. Rodriguez lobs it up to Shively in the back row, gets the Buffaloes out of position. They send it over on a free ball. Ketchel with a dig to Fortin from the 10-foot line. Larson just bumps it over. Larson now puts it out and over and in here. Point for the Red Devils. So the Red Devils with the point there. No, they'll say the Buffaloes with the point. And it makes it 17-9. So 17-9, lobs it up into the back middle corner here. Back middle row, excuse me, from four to the outside. And putting it just barely over was Bradley Minnick. Now she'll swing it back to the outside here. Kept alive, but they say four hits on the Buffaloes. And so, again, Oberlin will get a much-needed point to make it 17-10 here in set number one. Back to serve it up. Elsie Larson with a hard serve right at Tayton Dewey to the outside. They'll go from her from the 10-foot line, and she puts it down right into the kind of back left corner there. Perfect. And the Red Devils just can't do anything about that. Tayton Dewey making that look a little too easy. Her third kill. Make it 18-10 here. Red Devils trying to get on a little bit of a run themselves, but have been having a tough time doing it. Dewey with a serve. Spins it a little bit. Gives it to Rodriguez in the back right corner. Down the middle. Big swing. Bradley Minnick. And she puts it in the back right corner. Right on the baseline for the kill. And Bradley Minnick again with a huge swing and a huge kill. And that's only her first kill of the night, according to my calculations. But it makes it 18-11. And Jenna Fortin will be back to serve again here for the Red Devils. 18-11. 7-point lead. Into the middle for Lankus. Down the middle. Big swing. Katie Shively into the net. And the Red Devils will take it. Make it 18-12. 18-12 here in set number one. 6-point lead for the Buffaloes. Fortin to serve again. Sends it short. Kept alive. Free pass over. Taken care of by Minnick. Now Shively going back to her in the middle again after they avoided a point on the free pass. And instead, Shively hits it into the net. So make it 18-13, 5-point lead on the back middle row for Lankus. Back set this time, too short. Cass didn't set it, just tap it over, but instead she taps it into the net. We got a timeout on the floor, and we will take one with them. 18-14 here in set number one. Red Devils in front on 101.1 KFNF. Welcome back here from the Colby Event Center. We're just coming out of a serve long rally here. McCaden Ketchrell with a big kill try. Puts it up to the back row for Lankus. They'll go to the outside this time. Now too short here for Bradley Minnick, but she's blocked up front. Kept alive by the Red Devils. They go back to her down the middle. Puts it into the back left corner. Kept alive with a one-arm dig. Joust at the net, but they're going to say the Red Devils were into the net. And so just like that, let's make it 19-14 out of the Rawlins County timeout. 19-14 here in set number one. 5-point lead. Lankus back to serve. Puts up to the back right corner. Great dig there by Briley Minnick. Kept alive on the touch pass there by Elsie Larson. And again, they're going to say the Red Devils were into the net. And to make it 20-14. It was kind of a close dig up there for Larson. And then she went one-on-one joust up front. Lankus with a hard serve. Sliding dig. Briley Minnick. Two-hand tap over from Larson. Does not go. Dewey with a back set. Putting it over the top and off the top of the blocks is Samantha Michek. And down for a kill. Her first to make it 21-14. So 21-14 here. Lobs it up into the back middle row for Fortin. Bump set up for Briley Minnick. Rodriguez will have to swing it over on a free ball. Down the middle this time. Big swing coming. Katie Shively. No, she just goes with a short one. There to pick it up was Elsie Larson, but the Red Devils send it over on a free ball. But Briley Minnick gets him out of rotation there. She put it right near the line on the right side of the floor and got the Buffalo's kind of out of rotation there when she did it, so she'll take that one. Briley Minnick will. It's a point for the Red Devils, so to make it 21-15. 6-point lead. Briley Minnick back to serve and puts it into the net. First service error for the Red Devils, and that was not the time that she needed it for sure. 22-15. 7-point lead here for the Buffalo's. Coming off of that state tournament appearance last year, off to a 2-3 start this season. And a big swing for Shively. Puts it up out of the middle. Great dig by Fortin. It goes back to her. She'll send it over on a free ball. Shively there. Down the middle. Big swing coming here for Judabin. No, just throws it right over to Larson. Rodriguez puts it over on a free ball. Only on the second hit, but gets him out of rotation as it was Shively along with Lankus there in the back row that both went after the ball and went off both of their arms, I think, and way out of bounds. So the Red Devils will take that any day to make it 22-16. So the Red Devils just down by six here. Jory Fortin with a serve. Pops it up over to the back left corner there for Lankus. Dewey to Juniman on the left pin. Great dig right there by Jenna Fortin. Down the middle this time, Maria Rodriguez puts it up to the back left corner. Dewey, the back set here. Big swing from Juniman off the top of the tape and down on their side. And to make it 22-17. 22-17. Red Devils down by five into the back row. Tori Fortin is able to get the ace. And the 5-2 freshman with her first ace, third one of the season. And the Red Devils have cut it to four, 22-18. Fortin again goes barely over the top of the tape. Lankus was there to get it. Juniman sends it over on a free ball. Minnick up to Fortin. Back set for Ketrell. Lobs it up. It's just too long. And did they get the touch? Yes, they did. How about that? McCaden Ketrell was trying to roll it up over the top of the blocks, but she kept it down just enough to where they touched it before it went out. Ketrell with a kill. That's her 11th of the season, 22-19. Fortin again with a short serve. Shively, the back set to the outside. The swing over the top here. Kept alive there. Running around are the Buffaloes up front. And they'll go back down the middle here for Juniman, but she'll send it long. And that'll go out of bounds. Timeout on the floor taken by Bailey Argabite. And it's 22-20. Timeout on the floor. Red Devils down by two. It's Red Devil Volleyball here on 101.1 KFNF. Welcome back here from the Colby Event Center. Set number one. Red Devils have been down as many as seven or eight and have made their way back into the match. Down by two, coming out of a Rawlins County Buffalo timeout. Jory Fortin back to serve again. Sends it short. Lankus there to dig it out. Due to the outside, big swing. Juniman, she puts it down. Larson keeps it alive, but it'll go out of bounds. And that's usually what happens coming out of a timeout. Juniman able to pick up the point. And it's 23-20 here in set number one. Red Devils trying to complete the comeback. Can they do it? Need to get the serve back on their side. Franklin back to serve, and she puts it into the net for the second service error. Been pretty clean for either team tonight on the service errors anyway. But the Red Devils will take that one. 23-21. Ketrell back to serve. She lobs it up over the top to Lankus in the middle of the back row. To the outside, Dewey just two-hand free balls it over to Fortin. Wasson with the set up to Larson, who puts it over, just tapping it over and trying to get over there in time was Michek to block it. Instead, she misses it. It falls down on the hardwood, and Michaela Wasson will take, Elsie Larson will take that any day. Make it 23-22. Red Devils down by one to Dewey in the back row. The set to the outside. Two-hand free ball over here for Dewey. Now she gives it up to Minnick into the back row. Back set this time. Big swing, and it'll roll up over the top of everybody from Meacheck and out of bounds. Attack air 8, and we are tied at 23 apiece. So 23 all. Ketchrell lobs it up into the back row. Great dig right there. Down the middle, big swing for Lincoln. Excuse me, Judiman. She just rolled it up over the top. Threw it right there in the front right corner just behind the 10-foot line. And puts it down for a kill. So Judiman using a little bit there of some smarts to get it in. 24-23 Rawlins County. Rodriguez with the dig. Fortin to the outside. Putting it up over the top is Wasson. The bump set to Dewey, who just tops it up over the top here to Minnick. Fortin will now send it over on a free ball, but she got it to go short. Shively was playing it long, and it goes down. Jory Fortin with a big shot right there to make it 24-all. Maria Rodriguez back to serve. We're going to go to extra points here to the back corner for Lankus. Down the middle, big swing, Dewey, no, goes soft. Ketchrell able to keep it alive. Back to Briley Minnick. She'll go with a big swing. Kaboom! And the Red Devils have the lead for the first time in a long while. The Red Devils lead it 25-24. Down as many as 8. And the Red Devils have came all the way back to take a 1-point lead. Rodriguez back to serve again to the back row for Shively. The bump set to Dewey. It's too close. She barely gets it over. Rodriguez with a dig to Fortin. To Minnick for the win. Yes! She got it. The Red Devils down by as many as 8. Come back and win set 1, 26-24. We'll be back with set 2 coming up here in just a second on 101.1 KFNF. Welcome back here from the Colby Event Center. Oberlin with the lead, 1-0. They were down by as many as 8 in that last set and come back to win it 26-24. Now they'll try to make it a clean sweep here. Rawlins County will get the first serve of this second set, and it'll be Tayton Dewey back there to serve. And is just waiting on the officials here to get things going. Dewey sends it up in the back row for Ketchrell. Fortin lobs it up down the middle for Wasson, who just puts it over to Lankus in the back row. Dewey with a set down the middle. Shively barely taps it over right in front of the diving Jory Fortin. And the Buffaloes come back with a vengeance to score the first point and take a 1-0 lead here in set number 2. Red Devils with a 1-0 set lead. Tayton Dewey back to serve. Lobs it up to Fortin in the back row. Great dig there. A ball runs onto the court from the JV side. So the Red Devils and the Buffaloes will redo that point. So Red Devils win set 1, 26-24, down by as many as 8. Buffaloes with a serve to Larson. She's able to get it up in the air. Ketchrell gives it off to Wasson, who will send it over on a free ball. Lank is there. Dewey, the back set this time. It's too short, but tapping it back over with a great try right there is Kastens. Outside, Wasson, two-hand free ball over. Dewey now swats it up in the back right corner. Red Devils in attack mode to Larson. It's up off the block. Shively popped it up again, so she couldn't hit it again, and it falls down for a kick. For Elsie Larson, her third, and ties us up at one apiece. Man, oh man, long rallies from these two squads, and it is going to be a good one here to the finish, so buckle up the seatbelts. 26-24, Larson back to serve, lobs it up, and in! Into the back left corner, Larson with another ace, her second of the night, and it's 2-1 Red Devils. So a 2-0 lead here, 2-0 run for the Red Devils to come back and take the lead. Elsie Larson back to serve again, lobs it up to the back left corner. Great dig there by Meacheck to the outside. Big swing for Hernandez, puts it up to the back middle row. Here for Ketchrell to the outside, just popping it up over the top is Shelby Weigel. Now down the middle, big swing here for Shively. No, just rolls it up over the top. Larson gives it off to Minnick with a big swing right down the middle. That's where you want her. Briley Minnick with her third kill, make it 3-1 Red Devils. So the Red Devils again stepping up big here in set number 2, getting out to an early 3-1 lead. Got down as many as 8 there in set 1, but rallied back into the back row for Lankus. Now setting it up down the middle. Big swing here for Shively. Kept alive by Ketchel in the back row. Larson sets it up too short. Just tapping it over is Wasson. She does get it over. Hernandez keeps it alive to Shively, who rolls it up over the top. Wasson with a dig. Kept alive. It'll go off the top of the antenna and down out of bounds. Oh, my goodness. Michaela Wasson with a big smile saying, I almost got a little bit lucky there. And to make it 3-2, the Red Devils really stopped their attack errors when they were starting to come back there. We're at 7 at one point, now just to 8 here in the second set. Into the back row off of the free ball from the Red Devils, down the middle, Shively with a big swing. Ketchrell is there to dig it out. Weigel's got it, sends it into the back row for Rodriguez, who will roll it up over the top. Lankus out of position, now gives it outside of Michek, puts it down the left line. Nothing there, Dak up front, and Elsie Larson with a bump set. I think she was trying to go down the middle or kind of over the top of her to Briley Minnick, but instead it went too short, and then Minnick and Weigel both kind of looked at each other, didn't know who to go to, and we're tied up at 3 apiece. Into the back row for Minnick. Now Larson with the back set outside. Wasson off the blocks and down, and the Red Devils take a 4-3 lead. Michaela Wasson, welcome to the party. That is her second kill, and it's a 4-3 Red Devil lead. Into the back row, great sliding dig to keep it alive there by Tim. Now a big swing put down from Shively there on the right pin, but kept alive by Fortin. Free ball from Ketchrell, Lankus to Dewey, outside Hernandez, rolls it up over the top around the blocks. Ketchrell was there. Now she tried to send it up to Weigel up there to the front right pin just to send it over on a free ball. It was too long, actually went over the net and out of bounds. And so the Red Devils with another error, and we're tied up at 4 apiece. So 4-4 here in set number 2. Red Devils with a 1-0 set lead. Shively with a serve to Rodriguez. Digs it out from the back row. Fortin sets up. Ketchrell box right back down by Chuneman. She read it the whole way. And the 5'9 freshman showing what she can do up front there with her first block of the evening, sixth block of the season, and it gives the Buffaloes a 5-4 lead. To Fortin in the back row was a hard serve, goes off of her chest kind of, but Briley Minnick takes care of it off the top of the tape. Dewey running in to save it, keeps it alive. Lankus over on a free ball. Great job by the Buffaloes out of rotation there. Larson down the middle, Briley Minnick, big swing, off the box and down! Briley Minnick, kaboom, another kill, 4 for her. And we're tied up at 5 apiece in set number 2. Briley Minnick, man oh man, when you need to get a kill, go to her. She can do it. Minnick with her fifth. And back to serve again. She lobs it up and gets it to go in as an ace. Into the back right corner, sent it right past Lankus, who I think thought it was going to go out of bounds there on the right line. Instead, it just squeaks in. It's an ace for Briley Minnick. Her 11th already of the season, and the Red Devils take a 6-5 lead. Into the back row, to the outside, Judeman trying to get the point back to them. She can't. Up front here for Ketchrell, just taps it over, gets it around the blocks. Swat free ball over from Shively to Larson, down the middle from the back row this time, Briley Minnick. Not able to get that one to go. Lankus keeps it alive, but Judeman has to send it over on a free ball after they are out of rotation. Larson again, this time to Rodriguez, down the middle, off the box, and it'll fall down. Maria Rodriguez with the kill, and the 5'6 sophomore gets in on the party and gives the Red Devils a lead again. It's 7-5. So 7-5, Red Devils in front here in set number 2. Minnick with the serve out of the back row for Lankus. Dewey sets up Juniman outside. Big swing right in front of a diving Jenna Fortin and down for a kill. And Pacey Juniman with her fourth kill of the night brings it back to a one-point game at 7-6 here in set number 2. So back to serve it up again is Camden Franklin, the sophomore. Lobs it up to Fortin off the wrist. Weigel keeps it alive. Now Ketchrell over the free ball. Gets him out of rotation. Shively keeps it alive. The swat back over from Juniman. Briley Minnick there, but sends it over on a free pass. On the attack, the Buffaloes to the outside. Dewey short blocked out by Weigel up front. And Rodriguez kept alive to the back right corner. Minnick runs it down to Larson outside. Ketchrell, who lobs it up to Lankus off of her chest and down for a kill. McCaden Ketchrell with her second, and the Red Devils lead it again by 2 at 8-6. 8-6, set 2. Red Devils with a 1-0 set lead. Fortin lobs over the back left corner here for Shively. Down the middle, big swing. Juniman just threw it over the top. Ketchel was there. Now she'll send it around the blocks. Puts it up out of the back row there for Shively. Now big swing here for Dewey. Kept alive with a one-arm save there from Larson. Up to Rodriguez. She'll take it over in a free ball to Lincus. Down the middle this time. To the outside, big swing. Dewey off the tape and down. Tayton Dewey. She's kind of old reliable on that side of the net. Make it 8-7. So 1-point lead here for the Red Devils in set number 2 with a 1-0 set lead. Back to serve it up will be Meechek. Samantha Meechek lobs it up at the back row for Fortin. To Jory Fortin from behind the 10-foot line. Sets it up to Minnick there in the back right corner. And she just puts it right into the net. And make it 8-8. So 8-8 here. In set number 2, Meechek trying to give the Buffaloes their first lead in a long while and gets Rodriguez too close to the net. Now she's able to put it over, but sends it wide and long. And 12th attack error for the Red Devils make it 9-8, and the Buffaloes have come back on a 3-0 run here to take the lead. 9-8 in set number 2 to Fortin in the back row. Slides, digs it over, almost an overpass. And then it hit the top of the tape instead and dropped down. So give Meechek an ace. Her first, and make it 10-8, 2-point lead for the Buffaloes. Larson there to dig it out to Ketchrell, to Rodriguez up front, over on the free ball. And now we have a little bit of a issue here. Who's going to get the point? Is someone going to get the point? Or are they just going to call for the reserve? They might just, I think they're just going to reserve it up. Maybe she served it just a little bit too early. Lobs it up out of the back row. Great dig there for Briley Minnick. Fortin to the outside. Larson puts it up off the blocks, but it'll fall out. And Elsie Larson with her fourth kill makes it 10-9 and will give the Red Devils the serve back. Big kill right there for Elsie Larson when the Red Devils needed the most. Ketchel with a serve, puts it up in the back left corner, but it's just too wide. And it'll go out service error number 3 for the Red Devils. 10-10 here in set number 2. Red Devils with a 1-0 set lead. Back to serve it up is Kennedy Tim. Puts it to Rodriguez. Lobs it up to the middle of the row here. Too short for Watson, but somehow she gets it over and to drop down to the front right corner. The Buffaloes can't believe it. Michaela Watson can't believe it. And the Red Devils will take the points. Michaela was way too close to the net and just out of desperation bumped it over and was able to get it down. Now Dewey with a vengeance behind that one, but sends it wide. Attack error 9 for the Buffaloes, and the Red Devils have opened up a 2-point lead again, this time at 12-10 in set number 2. Red Devils with a 1-0 set lead, and Katie Shively was bending down to tie her shoe. They halt everything. Now Rodriguez puts it up short. Great sliding dig for Lankus, but no one was there to receive it. And it'll fall down for an ace for Maria Rodriguez. And a 5'6 sophomore coming up big here in set 2 with a big ace. And she lobs it up barely over the tape, but Dewey was there. It's too short. The overpass taken care of by Briley Minnick with ease as she taps it back right in the Buffaloes' face and puts it down for a kill. Fifth one for her, 14-10, and the Red Devils lead it by 4. Rodriguez back to serve under the back middle row. There for Tim. Bumps it up outside. Big swing from Shively, kept alive in the back row. There by Ketchrell. Now Larson just barely has to swing it inside the antenna. Meechek sets it up to the outside here for Castis. Kept alive by Fortin. The tap back over. Rolls over the top of the net. Kept alive by the Buffaloes. But they're going to say a lift called on the Red Devils first. And it'll make it 14-11. So 14-11 here in set number 2. They've got 13-12 on the scoreboard. We'll go with that. To the outside, a big swing. Briley Minnick down with a kill. No, they say it's just long. So we're knotted up at 13 apiece who apologized about the score there. So the Red Devils and Buffaloes tied up here at 13 apiece. Bradley Minnick just sends it a little too long. Tayton Dewey into the back row for Ketrell to Larson. The bump set outside of Bradley Minnick from the 10-foot line. Just rolls it over. Almost went out. Kept alive by Hernandez. They'll go to Shively in the middle on the free ball to Ketrell. Fortin comes in with a bump set into the middle of the floor. Larson just sends it over kind of on a curve. Dewey down the middle for Shively off the tape and down. Katie Shively with her second kill. And it gives the Buffaloes the lead at 14-13. So 14-13 in favor of the Buffaloes. Dewey lobs it up out of the back row for Fortin. Too strong there against the net. Now Shively takes care of it after the overpass. And just like that, it is 15-13. Shively with back-to-back kills. So 15-13 here in set number two. Red Devils with a 1-0 set lead. Lindsay Fortin wants a timeout. We'll take one with her. It's Red Devil Volleyball here on 101.1 KFNF. Welcome back here from the Colby Event Center. Oberlin Red Devil Volleyball today, where the Red Devils with a 1-0 set lead down in set two, 15-13 to the Buffaloes of Rawlins County. Apologies on the score a little bit ago when I said the Red Devils had a couple of point lead, but it was actually tied. Into the back row for Fortin. Sets it up down the middle this time. Free ball sent over from Bradley Minnick. Down the middle for Dewey. Lobs it up. Big swing in the middle. Katie Shively takes care of it. Kept alive by the Red Devils. Oh, my goodness. Dewey again. This will go outside Hernandez this time. But she puts it down the line and in for a kill. So Amira Hernandez with her first kill. And it makes it 16-13. So after the Red Devils' drastic save there, they can't get the point off of it, and now Jenna Fortin misreads the serve. It's an ace from Tayton Dewey, and it's all coming up Buffaloes as they extend it out to a four-point lead here in set two. But Red Devil fans, don't worry. The Red Devils were down by as many as eight in the first set, came back to win it 26-24. Down by four here. Dewey with a serve, lobs it up off the tape, kept alive by Jory Fortin to Jenna Fortin. Now from the 10-foot line, Elsie Larson to Tim in the back row. Dewey sets it up outside. Acastis went the kill over. Wasson keeps it alive to Larson on the free ball. Now Dewey again down the middle. Big set for Katie Shively. Fortin is there. Ketchel to keep it alive. Larson runs in, sends it over on a free ball. Again on the attack of the Buffaloes. Now just sending it over on a sneaky set there was Tayton Dewey, kept alive by the Red Devils. Larson sends it over on a free ball. Acastis again down the left line. Diving dig for Jenna Fortin. Wasson again over on the free ball. Red Devils haven't had a kill try here in this rally to the outside. Big swing Hernandez off the box. Kept alive by the Buffalo. Still going. Is someone going to get it over and in? Yes, they do. It's Kennedy Tim. What a great rally here. Bradley Minnick down the middle. Goes short. It's off the tape. I think she just misread it off the top of the blocks. And it'll fall down and make it 18-13. Was trying to go short, maybe over to the top, and just didn't get enough on it. To Fortin in the back middle row. The set from Jory Fortin. And Larson just taps it over. Dewey now with a set to Shively down the middle. Off the tape, it's down for a kill. Katie Shively with her fourth. And to make it 19-13, Lindsay Fortin wants a timeout. We'll take one with her. 6-point lead for the Buffaloes in set number two. It's Red Devil Volleyball, 101.1 KFNF. Welcome back here from the Colby Event Center, Oberlin Red Devil Volleyball. Red Devils, who have been up as many as two, are now down by six at 19-13. Can they rally out of this one again, just like they rallied down by eight in set one to come back and win it? Tayton Dewey back to serve, lobs it up to Larson in the back row. Jory Fortin from the 10-foot line, the set. Wasson down the middle off the top of the tape, kept alive. Now Dewey just sends it over on a free ball. Fortin with a back set, too close to the net. Wasson has to pop it up in the air. It'll go out of bounds, and the Red Devils are now down by seven. Hey, maybe they like being down by eight. Maybe they're trying to get this out to an 8-point lead and make their way all the way back. 20-13. Buffaloes here in set number two. Red Devils with a 1-0 set lead to Ketchel in the back left corner. Now she gives it up and just tapping it over there is Bradley Minnick to the outside. Too short and taking care of it up front. But the Red Devils go into the net on it as Elsie Larson had a chance for the overpass kill. Instead, she gets too close to the net And it's now an 8-point lead at 21-13. Dewey back to serve, and she sends it long. And the Red Devils will take care of that easy. Third service error for the Buffaloes, 21-14. Red Devils down by 7. They've only got 4 points to work, 3 points really to work with. And Larson with a hard serve at the back left corner. Tim digs it out the outside to Hernandez, keeps it inside the antenna. Now Weigel sends over to free ball, but blocked up front by Shively and down. Weigel just tried to send it over, maybe just a little too nonchalant there, and Shively read it, but still a good hit by Weigel. It was hard right off the palm, but Shively was right there to block it out. Now put in by Lankis to Rodriguez from the 10-foot line. Over to Weigel again on the left pin. Kept alive in the back left corner. Down the middle for Shively. Just swats it over on a free ball. Larson to Rodriguez to Weigel again. She'll go over on a free ball, but sends it long and out of bounds. And it's 23-14. So 23-14, Red Devils down by 9. Lankis to serve again, puts it up for the back middle row. Larson sets up Minnick, kaboom, no wide. She was wanting a touch, does not get it. Attack error 18 for the Red Devils. 24-14, 10-point lead for the Buffaloes, looking for the set win. Into the back right corner there, Rodriguez down the middle. Minnick lobs it up over the top of the back left corner for Lankis. Dewey to Shively for the win off the blocks. Kept alive there by the Red Devils. Larson sets up Weigel a little short. Now she just rolls it up over the top, gets the Buffaloes out of position. They'll send it over on a free ball. Ketchrell is there, lobs it up to Larson. The back set to Minnick off the tape. Might have been off the blocks. Really looked like it went off the tape. And back, and the Red Devils lose set two, 25-14. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, third set here from Colby. Red Devils lose set two, 25-14. It's Red Devil Volleyball, 101.1 KFNF. Welcome back here from the Colby Event Center. Two sets down, one apiece for both Rollins County and Oberlin. Oberlin winning set one, 26-24. We're down by as many as 8, and they come back to get the win. The Red Devils now here in set number 2 opened up kind of a lead there in the middle points of about 2 points, but then Rollins County came back with a vengeance as the Red Devils at one point there had a 2-point lead at around 10-8, 11-9, and from there it was all Buffaloes as they get the set to win 25-14. But a clean, fresh set here, decisive third set, and we'll see who's going to walk away with a win. Elsie Larson back to serve it up. And Larson lobs it up over the top into the back middle row there for Tim to the outside. Big swing, Shively, and she'll send it long. That's something that did not happen there in set number 2. The Buffaloes were on for the most part as the Red Devils take a 1-0 lead here in the third set. On the attack come the Buffaloes, just tapping it over is Castus. Up front here for Larson. The back set, Briley Minnick rolls it off the tape and down. And the Red Devils will take it and a 2-0 lead to start set number 3. Briley Minnick with her 6th kill of the day. 2-0 here in set number 2. Set number 3, Larson into the back row. Dewey there, tapped over up front by the Buffaloes. The back set to Weigel, rolls it up over the top, did get a touch to the outside for Dewey here on the left pin, off the top of the blocks from Minnick. We go to the outside, Weigel again, short, she pops it up over the top to Dewey, now down to the middle, no, just a two-hand free ball, swat from Shively to Minnick, who tries to roll it up over the top of the back row. She does do that. Now it'll go up to Dewey, over on the free ball, Fortin there to dig it out to Larson, down the middle for Briley Minnick, pops it up over the top, kept alive with the back row by Lankis. Now Dewey just punching it over. Might have been out, but Ketchrell went after it. It was going to be really close. It's a great job, great effort by McCaden, but Tayton Dewey with kill number 5, and it makes it 3-2-1. So 2-1 here in the third set. Dewey back to serve again. Puffs it up out of the back row for Minnick. To the outside, Shelby Weigel off the blocks and out. Right up there to Minner was Castens. Clara Castens popped it up off of her hand. It goes out of bounds. And a kill for Shelby Weigel, her second. into the back. Roll up on a free pass. No, it'll just go into the net for an ace for Jenna Fortin. And Jenna with her first one of the day, and it makes it 4-1 Red Devils. So the Red Devils open up a three-point lead. Again, she goes short. Dewey barely gets it over. Larson, the back set to Weigel again. Pops it up over the top. A free pass put into the back left corner by Briley Minnick. She somehow gets it where they're not, and it's a 5-1 lead for the Red Devils in set three. The Buffaloes won a timeout. We'll keep it right here. 5-1 in the third set. I'd like to thank some more of our sponsors today of Oberlin Red Devil Athletics, Aqua Shield Roofing, Creative Collision, Decatur Co-op, Decatur County Beef, Decatur Health, Farm Credit of Western Kansas, FNB Bank of Oberlin, and Fredrickson Insurance Agency. Big thank you to all of them for helping us sponsor Red Devil Athletics here on 101.1 KFNF. Red Devils in set number three here in front 5-1. We're tied up at one apiece of the decisive third set, first to 25. You walk home a winner unless we go over 25 like we did in set number one. But the Red Devils now on the opposite of where they've been. Usually been down by a big lead. Now they're up by a big lead. Can they hold on to it? 5-1. Here in set three, Jenna Fortin back to serve. Lobs it up into the back left corner. Great dig there. Kept alive by Lankus. And over on a free ball from Shively. Up front from the 10-foot line, Larson outside of McCaden. Ketchrell pops it over to Tim in the back corner. Dewey outside. Hernandez into the tape. Attack here, 11 for the Buffaloes. And Oberlin's opened up a five-point lead at 6-1. Back to serve, Jenna Fortin again. Gives it off to Shively. The back set too short here for Castens. Puts it over on a free ball. Larson, the back set. Weigel too short for her. She pops it over with a wrist. Dewey down the middle for Shively. Big swing off the blocks. And they'll say it'll be a four-hit called on Shively. As they say, it just goes in the tape, so no block there. But I think it did come off the tape and go right back. But I don't know. But the Red Devils will take the point either way. Make it 7-1 into the back row. Down the middle, Shively again goes short with it. Fortin is there to pick it up. Larson to Ketchrell, puts it up over the top. Tim sends it up front to Dewey, out of rotation. Lankus saves it for the Buffaloes. Now Rodriguez comes in, the back set down the middle. Briley Minnick off the box, but it'll fall down to the Buffaloes' side for the kill. And Briley Minnick with her seventh, and the Red Devils take a 8-1 lead. So the Red Devils, what an opening third start of the third set here. 8-1, Dewey off the top of the tape on the sneaky set. Ketchrell from the out-of-bounds 10-foot line there. We'll put it over on a free ball to Shively again down the middle, trying to get her going off the blocks. Kept alive by Ketchrell, sent over on the free ball there from Briley Minnick to the outside. Two-hand swat over from Hernandez. Now Rodriguez sets it up to Weigel, who pops it over. Here comes Dewey with a back set, this time to Castens, down the right line, but Jenna Fortin is there. The bump set takes it way outside for Weigel, was playing really close to the judges' stand up there, and so to go out of bounds, and the great run for the Red Devils to start set three comes to an end, but they do have a six-point lead at 8-2. So a six-point lead for the Red Devils here in set number three, 8-2. Back to serve it up is Lankus, lobs it up into the middle for Jenna Fortin from the 10-foot line. Outside, here's Briley Minnick, taps it over. Dewey keeps it alive. Then it's hit over from Micek. Larson to Ketchrell into the back row. Sliding dive right there by Tim. Down the middle, Shively on the free ball. To the outside, Ketchrell taps it up over the top, off the top of the blocks there. Now Shively does the same thing. Larson there to dig it out. To the outside, Weigel, she'll just tap it over. Dewey to Shively, long, and the Red Devils will take it. 9-2, and they'll get the serve back. So the Red Devils opened up a 7-point lead. It's back at that, 9-2 here in set number three. Match tied up at one apiece. Briley Minnick back to serve, puts it up in the back right corner for an ace as it goes off Tim's hands and out of bounds. Briley Minnick with her second ace of the night makes it 10-2. So 10-2 here in set number three. Briley Minnick runs the volleyball all the way down there. Minnick will pop it up over to Lankus in the back row. The back set this time. Shively from the left pin Gives it off to Larson. Down the middle, Rodriguez just taps it over with a bump set. Look back to Shively down the middle this time. Off the tape. Kept alive by Dewey, but then she stuffs herself trying to just tap it over there right up front. It goes into the net and to make it 11-2. So 11-2 here in set number three. Red Devils with a 9-point lead. Bradley Minnick back to serve. Pops it up into the back row. Great dig by Tim to the outside. Big swing down the line for Micek there. Kept alive by Minnick. Now Ketchrell pops it over into the back row. Tim wasn't ready for it. It's down for a kill. And the Red Devils have opened up a 10-point lead at 12-2. Timeout on the floor taken by the Buffaloes. We'll take one with them. Third set, Red Devils with a 12-2 lead here on 101.1 KFNF. So McCaden Ketchrell gets kill number three, and the Red Devils take a 10-point lead here in the decisive third set at 12-2. Bradley Minnick again back to serve here out of the Buffaloes timeouts. They have no more left. They've already taken both of them. 10-point lead for the Red Devils, and Bradley Minnick will have the Red Devil run coming to an end with a fourth service error there. So tough way to end your rally, but the Red Devils still with a 9-point lead at 12-3. Usually the Red Devils in this game so far have kind of been on the opposite end of these big leads. Shively back to serve for the Buffaloes. Pops it up and long! So back-to-back service errors, one by the Buffaloes, one by the Red Devils, and the Red Devils come out on top of it because they get to serve after it and make it 13-3. So Jory Fortin, the freshman, back in to serve. Fortin gets the ready sign, puts it up over into the back row for Hernandez. Dewey saves it to Lankus. Rodriguez there. Fortin sets it up outside. Elsie Larson taps it over. Dewey with a jump save to the outside. Hernandez, who swats it into the middle, kept alive by Fortin to Jory Fortin to Jenna. And are they going to say four hits or something there? Either way, the Red Devils don't win the point. And to make it 13-4. So back to a 9-point lead for the Red Devils in set three. The decisive third set. This is kind of where the Red Devils, right as we got into this 15-point mark, it's where the Red Devils had a tough time there in set number two. Into the back row and putting it down for the ace is Paige Lankus. Her second, and the libero comes up big. Excuse me. That was Camden Franklin with the ace. Her second. And this one touches the top of the tape and rolls over. So back-to-back aces, and it's 13-6. So the once 10-point lead is down to 7. Franklin again with a serve off of the hands of Rodriguez. Make it 3 straight aces, and it's 13-7. So a 6-point lead here. Franklin with 3 straight aces. Can she make it 4 for the Buffaloes? Gives it off to Minnick. Goes off the side of her hands. Kept alive by Larson. Jenna Fortin just taps over to free ball. Juneman to the outside. Big swing. Dewey, it's down for a kill. So it took them a bit out of the timeout, but they've awoken, and it's 13-8. So they've cut the 10-point lead in half at 13-8. Lobs it up into the back row. Great dig for Bradley Minnick. Trying to set it over there is Jory Fortin. Buffaloes read it. Dewey wraps it around the antenna to keep it in. Fortin to the back row. Bradley Minnick, big swing. Lankus keeps it alive to Juneman on the free ball. Into the back row for Minnick. Jory Fortin to the outside of McCaden Ketchrell. Big swing. Nice sliding dig in the back row right there by Franklin. To the outside, two-hand swatting it over is Juneman. Down the middle this time. Up short for Larson. Kept it alive off of the tape. So it'll be 4 hits, and the Red Devils with their 20th attack error, and it's a 4-point lead at 13-9. So the Red Devils open up a 12-2 lead. It is now a 7-1 run for the Buffaloes. Franklin back to serve it up. Gives it off to Jenna Fortin in the middle. To Jory Fortin. To Rodriguez. Pops it up over the top. Shively there with a dig to the right pin for Dewey. Down Fortin there to dig it out. Ketchrell gives it off into the middle for Bradley Minnick. Back to Shively again. Up to Franklin. The back set this time. They go up front and blocked down by Maria Rodriguez. It was Micek trying to send it short. Rodriguez there. And Maria with her first block of the evening gets the Red Devils back on top 14-9. Ketchrell into the back row for Shively. Franklin to Dewey, left pin off the block of Wasson. They'll give it to her. Now she sets it up to the outside. Larson off the top of the blocks. Great slide right there by Lankus to keep it alive. Juniman off the top of the blocks. Catch roll now on a free pass. Here comes the Buffaloes on the attack to the outside. Dewey, left pin just inside of it. Puts it down the line. Catch roll there to dig it out to Larson on the outside. Takes it off the top of the blocks. Rodriguez just sends it over after it went off the tape. Now to Dewey to the outside. Dewey kept alive by Minnick, and that one will go off her wrists and out of bounds. Tayton Dewey with the big kill, and that's 7 for her to make it 14-10. So the Buffaloes not wanting to go away with a blowout loss in the third set, and who would? They're playing their hearts out just like the Red Devils, who maintain a 4-point lead. Ketchrell with a sliding dig to Rodriguez, who pops it up over to Shively. Franklin just swats it over, almost got the Red Devils out of position. Now it's too close here, but Larson's just able to pop it over. They'll go back set this time. Kastens down across the court here for Jory Fortin. Into the middle for Maria Rodriguez. Miscommunication, free pass, tapped over a couple of times. Once there by Larson. Now the free ball up front. It's going to be really short against the net from the back row by Ketchrell, and the Red Devil lead that was at 10 is down to 3. Timeout on the floor by head coach Lindsay Fortin will take one with her. 14-11, set 3. Red Devils in front here on 101.1 KFNF. Hi again, everybody. Welcome back here from the Colby Event Center. Set number 3. Red Devils and Buffaloes knotted up at one set apiece, and the Red Devils here in set 3 holding a 14-11 lead, but they once led it 12-2. And now they're only up 14-11, so a 9-2 run here for the Buffaloes. Buffaloes with a serve. Rodriguez puts it up off the top of the tape. Dewey just throws it up to keep it alive. Shively over on the free pass. Here we go. Red Devils on the attack from the back row. Briley Minnick, big swing off the top of the tape. Franklin there to keep it alive to Dewey from the right pin. She'll just tap it over. Ketchrell digs it out. Jory Ford to the outside this time. Real short and put it up, but keeping it off the blocks. They try it again, and they get it to go down. It's Kastens along with Juniman up front. You could give it to both of them, as Juniman will get her second block of the night. Kastens with her first, and it's 14-12. Into the back row for Rodriguez. The bump set outside. Wasson rolls it off the top of the tape and down. Great job right there. Michaela Wasson coming in and putting down the kill, her fourth, and make it 15-12. Red Devils maintain a 3-point lead, but have been up as many as 10 here in this third set. Rodriguez back to serve, and she'll pop it into the net. Fifth service error. 15-13 now. And Kennedy Tim will be back in to serve again here for the Buffaloes. So 15-13. Tim will lob it up into the back row. Great dig. Fortin kept alive by Jory. And now Larson sends it over on a free ball somehow. Shively, the back set to Dewey from the right pin off the blocks. Ketchrell there to clean it up. They'll go down the middle. Briley Minnick with a big swing to the back left corner. She got it. Did it hit the line? Yes, she did. And no. So do they get the point? Nobody knew if it was in or out. Oh, my goodness. So between the two officials, nobody knew if it was in or out, so they'll just replay the point. Into the back row. Great sliding dig there for Jory Ford to the outside. Big swing Larson off the blocks. Kept alive in the back row by Tim. Dewey on the free pass over. Here comes Minnick again down the middle. Off the blocks! She got it once already, but that one will count. And the Red Devils take the lead 16-13. Briley Minnick with the 8th kill of the night for her. Gives the Red Devils a 3-point lead. Elsie Larson back to serve again here for the Red Devils. Larson lobs it up, and it's in for an ace! Elsie Larson, her third of the night, and extended out to 4. 17-13, Red Devils in set 3. A match tied up at 1 apiece. Larson back to serve again. This one she goes with a short one. Free pass over from Franklin. Larson to Minnick, big swing, and it's long. No, they say it touches the line. I thought it might be just a hair long. They say it touches the back line. Minnick gets it back. Ninth kill for her. Red Devils up by five at 18-13. Back to serve it up. Larson again sends it short. Lankus dives to save it, but it's too short. Up against the net for Franklin. It'll drop in. It's another ace for Elsie Larson. And the Red Devils lead it by six at 19-13. Buffalo's all out of timeout, so they can't stop the momentum. Larson back to serve to Tim. Dewey sets it up in the middle for Castens. There to get it is Larson. Minnick bump set. Wasson from the 10-foot line. Trying to get him out of rotation, and she does, and it drops down in front of Tim. Michaela Wasson with kill five. Red Devils lead it by seven at 20-13. Red Devils trying to go even with the record here at 3-3 with a big three-set win. Lobs it up to the back row for Tim. Dewey with a set into the middle for Castens. Rolls it over. Larson was there. Wasson bump sets it up to Minnick. Just free hands it over. Now Franklin outside. Dewey off blocks and down. Tayton Dewey. Run killer. That's what you could call her. Anytime they need to stop a run, they're going to her, and she usually gets it. 20-14, 6-point lead. Dewey is back to serve. Dewey with a hard one to the middle for Minnick off of her wrist. Ketchrell there lobs it up front to Larson, who tried to go over there on a little bit of a free ball, but she'll bump it into the net. Tack here, 21 for the Red Devils. 20-15, and into the net for Dewey as she drops down to her knees, was trying to go over in the back right corner or close to the 10-foot line, but just didn't put enough juice on it. 21-15, Fortin gets him out of rotation. No, Shively able to pick it up to Hernandez. Ketchrell digs it out. Larson sets up Ketchrell down the middle, off blocks and down. McCaden Ketchrell with a great kill. Her fourth. Red Devils lead it 22-15. Jenna Fortin back to serve again. Pops it up. Was trying to go short. Just didn't put enough air underneath it. It'll be service error number six. And 22-16. Here in set number three, Lankus to serve. Gives it off to Briley Minnick. They'll go back to her on the right side. Big swing off blocks and down. As that was Katie Shively up there with her second block to make it 22-17. Buffalo's not going to go away quietly. Lankus back to serve. Right, Lankus in the middle of the court. Gives it off to Fortin off hands and out of bounds. So Lankus with her third service ace, 22-18. Red Devils 3 points away from a three-set win. Lobs it up into the back row. Great sliding dig. Fortin popped over here from a Caden Ketchrell. Dewey to the outside. Hernandez taps it over from the right pin. Larson too short, but still somehow to get it over there as Ketchrell gets him out of rotation. And then Dewey comes in to try to save it. Instead, she sends it the other way into the stands. The Red Devils with a point. McCaden Ketchrell kill five. And the Red Devils lead it 23-18. So 23-18, Red Devils here in set number three. Minnick back to serve, taps it up over the top of the tape. Oh, gets him out of rotation. Now they'll have to send it over on the free ball. Minnick up to Larson. Weigel rolls it over to Dewey in the back left corner. The bump set to Shively. Two-hand swats it over. Larson up front here for Rodriguez off the box and down. No, kept alive. And trying to save it, they do. Larson up front there. The joust with Shively. Kept alive by Rodriguez. Dewey to Shively. Big kill. Yes. Or no. Yes. Red Devils do not get the point there. They say the Red Devils went into the net, though. So does not maybe necessarily count as a kill for Shively, but she did get it. Shively back to serve. Lobs it up into the back row. Fortin with a sliding dig. Ketchrell slides in to save it. Larson pops it over. Dewey behind her. Big swing. Meacek gets down for a kill. No, kept alive. But out of the reach of Shelby Weigel, and it's 23-20. So Samantha Meacek with her second kill, 23-20. Red Devils 2 points away from a three-set win. Shively back to serve again. Pops it up into the middle of the back row there for Fortin. Back row kill try. Minnick into the net. 20 seconds error on the attack for the Red Devils. Timeout of the floor taken by Lindsey Fortin. We'll keep it right here. Red Devils in front, 23-21. Just need two more points, and they get the job done in three sets. Red Devils so far in three sets this season are 1-1. Rawlins County, this is their first three-set match of the season. And they're playing in it just good. Just, I mean, two rivals battling it out here. Like to thank some more of our sponsors today. High Plains Podiatry, J.D. Skiles, Next Tech, Nutrient Ag Solutions, R&M Service Center, Ray's Grocery, The Bank in downtown Oberlin, United Northwest Federal Credit Union, VAP Construction, and Ward Drugstore. Big thank you to all of them for helping us out here. Covering Red Devil Athletics all season long on today's Best Country 101.1 KFNF. Red Devils and Buffaloes. Third set, 23-21, out of the Red Devil timeout. Each team out of timeouts now. Buffaloes were out of timeouts when it was 12-2 Red Devils. Now it's 23-21. Shively back to serve, pops it up to Ketchell, goes off her hands. Weigel with the dig, now sets it up to Minnick from the 10-foot line. Into the back row, Dewey just taps it over. There to keep it alive is Minnick. Up front for Ketchrell. She communicates, able to get it over. They go back set this time. Miechek down the line. Fortin is there, pops it over on a free pass. Minnick gives it up to Larson, stakes it in, almost got it to go. Minnick is there. Larson, the back set. Weigel off blocks and down on the Red Devils' side. Huge block up front there by Hernandez. Kill and a block for her, and it's 23-22. Big, big point here for the Red Devils. Shively into the back row, but she sent it long. How about that? Service error six. Red Devils a point away from a match win. So match point for the Red Devils, 24-22. Jory Fortin back to serve. The freshman for the win. Pops it up in the back row for Shively to Dewey. The back set, Hernandez taps it over. Gives it off to Minnick. They'll go to the outside. Larson for the win, but she puts it into the net. Make it 24-23. So they'll have to do it without their serve. Can they get it done? It's Camden Franklin who led the run for the Rawlins County Buffaloes when it was 12-2 earlier. She led that run with her serve. Will she do it again here? Sends it short. It passed over on a free ball. Kept alive off the tape. Fortin has to send it over on a free ball. Gets him out of rotation to the outside. Dewey just has to swat it over. She does. It goes off the hands of Jenna Fortin and out of bounds. And we're knotted up at 24 to extra points again. It's Tayton Dewey again. Ninth kill for her. To extra points we go, 24-24. And why not? Between these two rivals, Camden Franklin to serve, gives it off to Jenna Fortin. Jory from the back row to Briley Minnick just pops it over with some speed there. Franklin the bump set to Juneman down the middle. Off the hands of Rodriguez. Down, it's a kill for Juneman. And a Rawlins County lead for the first time since it was 1-0. 25-24. Pacey Juneman with her fifth kill. Franklin back to serve. Lobs it up. Gives it to Larson. Up front, they'll go to her on the left. Pin up. Box it out. And we're tied again at 25. Huge, huge kill right there by the sophomore Elsie Larson, her fifth. McCaden Ketchrell back to serve. Ketchrell lobs it up into the back row. Dewey sends it way out. Shively there. They'll give it to Lankus. High free ball over. Ketchrell there. Fortin sets it up. Minnick out of the back row. Shoots it way long and out. And it's 26-25. 26-25. Buffaloes with the serve. It's Kennedy Tim. Samantha Miechek, excuse me, to serve. Gives it off here. Wasson off her wrists. Fortin on the free ball. Puts it over. Bumps it up front here. Franklin to Dewey for the win. Off blocks. Kept alive by Minnick. Fortin runs in. He'll give it off to Larson, who puts it up in the back left corner. Franklin comes in to save it. Over to Dewey. She'll send it over on the free pass. Here come the Red Devils on the attack to the outside. Larson, big swing. Off blocks. And down for a kill. Elsie Larson. Six kill for her. We're knotted up at 26 again. Extra points. and a doozy. Buckle up. It's going to be a good one. Rodriguez sends it short. The free pass over. Red Devils have a chance to take the lead. Down the middle, Briley Minnick. Big swing off blocks. Kept alive by Lankus. Here's Franklin to the outside. Dewey just trying to put it over quickly. Sends it into the net. 27-26. Red Devils a point away from the win in set three. Trying to get it done. Rodriguez lobs it up over to Lankus. The set outside, big swing, rolls it over. Fortin sets it up, it's too short. Minnick comes in to save it. Down the middle this time, big swing outside. Dewey, no, it's too short to the net, into the net, and the Red Devils win it. On attack air, 16 from the Buffaloes. The Red Devils win it 28-26. And you can take that heart pill now to slow it down. Man, what a final third set. The Red Devils win it 2-1. We'll be back with our final numbers. Red Devils win it 2-1. 26-24. Losing set 2, 25-14. But winning set 3, 28-26. We'll take a quick break. When do we come back, get you your final numbers here from Colby. Red Devils win it 2-1. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back here from the Colby Event Center. It's a Red Devil winner in match number one of the day as the Red Devils get the win 2-1. They win set one 26-24. Rollins County would come back to win set two 25-14, but the Red Devils in a back-and-forth third set where the Red Devils would lead as many as 10 once and then as many as 7 another time, and Buffaloes wouldn't go down easy as the Red Devils get the win 28-20. Six. Take you through our individual numbers. We'll start with the Rollins County Buffaloes. Samantha Michak finishes with 3 kills and a block. Camden Franklin with 1 kill and 4 aces. Excuse me, Samantha Michak, 3 kills and an ace. Camden Franklin with 1 kill and 4 aces. Paige Lankus today with 3 aces. Tayton Dewey with 9 kills, a block, and 2 aces. Katie Shively with 4 kills and 2 blocks. Pacey Juneman with 5 kills, 2 blocks, and 5 kills and 2 blocks on the day. And Clara Castens finishes with 1 block. Amira Hernandez finishes with 1 kill and a ace. 4 and a block, excuse me. For the Buffaloes as a team, they finished with 6 service errors and 16 attack errors. Really, any time, it seems kind of low because any time that they were getting points, it's usually when the Red Devils were on the attack, which is kind of how Lindsey Fortin would like to have it. But those wrap up the individual numbers. Rollins County with a loss drops to 2-4 on the season. For the Oberlin Red Devils, individually, we'll start with Jory Fortin. She finishes with a kill and an ace. Jenna Fortin with an ace. Michaela Wasson with 5 kills. McCaden Ketchell with 5 kills and an ace. Elsie Larson with 6 kills and 4 aces. Maria Rodriguez with a kill, a block, and an ace. Bradley Minnick, what a night for her. 9 kills and 2 aces. And Shelby Weigel with 2 kills. Individually, 6 service errors for the Red Devils, 24 attack errors. So we'd really like to limit that number as we make our way into the second match. Red Devils now improved to 3-3 on the season. All right, that's going to wrap it up here for this first match. Red Devils with a 2-1 lead. We're going to take a little bit of a break. When we come back, we're going to kind of send you back to music here, take a little bit of a break, and then when we come back, we'll have match number two coming up here in, 15 minutes or so as the Red Devils will battle it out with the Wallace County Wildcats. Once again, that'll be coming up here in 15 minutes or so. We'll send you back to music and then bring you back here live from the Colby Event Center for match number two of the evening. It's a Red Devil winner in match one, 2-1. This has been Red Devil Volleyball here on 101.1 KFNF.